Whoa, now, what's happening? This is Benarco, man. It's Kyle Smith speaking from the future about the past and the present. Huh. Got another good one. Nonsense speaks more than just nonsense. It's been a wild world out there. But at least we got these words to calm us down. Stick together, stay safe, stay calm. Black Lives Matter. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Maniacal Menace on Instagram or maniacalmenace.com. That's ManiacalMenace.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
What's up? God damn it, back again with another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing a dream. I'm your host of Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. And today with me, I got one of the bigger brothers in this comedy scene out here. Goddamn Nonsense.
Whoa, what's happening?
What's happening? Good to see you, man.
Yeah,
we out here in the city. Yes, sir.
Minute.
Oh, shit. This is the process. I guess I might as well go ahead and explain to more people because not everybody knows the story. I'm not going to be doing Cali no more because Cali is not for me. Cali is not my place. No. Yeah. Now, I'm actually in Texas right now.
Right.
Yeah. Went through a whole bunch of bullshit, but still, you know, still up on the hump.
You make you strong.
Right, exactly.
That's not true, because my cousin got shot in the back.
His legs. Well, at least he's motivated to keep going, so. That's New Orleans for you, though, man. God damn it. But yeah, man, it is good to be down here in the city to actually, you know, it's comfortable. It's comfortable. Like, I just left from by Jess and them, by Jessica and Kai, and she was speaking on the fact of, like, the love that you feel around places that makes you want to succeed and do better. But other places, you don't really get that.
Right.
Other places, you don't really feel that love or that camaraderie or that family, you know. And that's kind of how it was when I was out there. I was like, oh, I don't really feel, you know, like I can find that safe haven out here. So it was just way too
cutthroat down here. Yeah. So if you get love down here, you
get
love.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Man, how long have you been in the comedy game, man?
It's actually been about, this is going on 8 years now.
Yeah.
Started out with Fisher Pants with Mark Caesar, gave him my first chance, and
yeah,
I've been running since then.
Yeah. You always had a look about you, my nigga. It's always...
Oh, that was before the comedy.
Yeah, I would assume that, because you didn't seem as if you took on this persona just for comedy. You seemed like this was always you.
Yeah, it happened in seventh grade when LB Show came out.
Oh, that was hence the baby bangs and wild first when I met you. Okay, right. Nigga had the slickest of the baby bangs when I first met him. Like,
he had a up his toe. They ducked out for a little minute.
They got the straight up toothbrush in the back pocket,
yeah,
just in case they get a little antsy on the forehead, slicking back down real quick. God damn. Yeah, it has been a long time coming, man. I'm glad that everybody's still sticking with it. Like it's crazy when you do, because we was talking about this yesterday. It's crazy when you see somebody that's like that got out the loop. And it's like, you still.
That's the worst. I'm gonna curse too much. That's the worst ever. How you gonna ask me if I'm still doing? Like, if you know me, you know there's something I've been wanting to do all my life. You know. If you follow me, you know every time I post something, I'm saying dreams come through. You know
right.
What I'm saying? This is a dream. This is something I always wanted to do. You know
right.
What I'm saying? I would be doing comedy. I don't. I don't care how far I don't go or who think. I mean, I look at success as this. Success is not determined by, you know, money or things like that. Mm-hmm. Success is a goal that you set off in life, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I wanted to be a comic, so who says I'm not successful? So I'll be doing comedy until I'm not breathing.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I might not have made your goal, but I've made my goal.
Right.
If I die today or tomorrow, I die as comedian.
Right. That's a good way to look at it, goddammit. I'm making my goals. Don't worry about other niggas' goals. That's other niggas' goals. Don't try to reach those. Niggas always try to reach other niggas' goals and shit. It's like, nigga, that's not you.
That's why I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna bring up this guy's name, but they had a guy as you know, when we first started, you know, a lot of guys not doing it. And one of the guys, man, I seen him in, nigga was working at Walmart.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, man, I see you traveling, doing comedy. And I'm not going to even sit up here and lie. I've been to a couple of states, but I'm not going nowhere until New Orleans got me on their back.
You
know what I'm saying? You can't go. I feel like you can't branch off until your city show you love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he was like, yeah, man, you know, I wasn't getting that comedy money like y'all, so, you know, I gave up, like, comedy money.
God, comedy, this is what this nigga worried about.
Are you serious? I'm like, man, you tripping, man. I'm still performing in front of 10 people.
Yes, they don't understand that this is a grind. Nobody sees the backstage. Nobody sees the behind the scenes.
I think what they see the lights and the glamour, but they don't do the research on what it takes to get there.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's not too many overnight success, especially not in comedy.
No.
Especially not in comedy.
No.
I mean, comedy. I mean, you can go back, no matter who it is, they got guys that started off at 18 and they just making it at 30. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this shit.
It's a grind.
If you want to look at the backstory, before you start off, it'll scare the fuck out you.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if I would have known, oh my God. I would have thought at least 4 or 5 times before just jumping right in. Jesus, like this
but
is.
But I'm too glad you jumped right in.
I'm glad I did. Yeah, I'm glad I just jumped right in.
If I knew the backstory, I'd have still been cooking somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. Motherfucker laugh while frying hamburgers.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, thinking about, man, I probably should do something with this. It's like, niggas, it's never too late, but goddamn, you probably been should have started.
This is
one of the things that I'm thankful to be in the center of now. I feel like I'm actually being a part of the center now. Like other doors are being open, like opportunities are starting to happen and shit.
You just be popping up on everything.
I'm trying, son. I'm trying to really get it in there, man. Like, cause there's only one way, and there's multiple ways, but this is the only way that I can think of is happening. It's like, man, just put yourself out there. Just put yourself out there and see who wants it, see who likes it. I mean, my city was with me, so I'm like, it's so crazy to feel that, you know, you got so much love and support from where you've been raised at. You know, no matter what your upbringing was like, you still built that kind of field around yourself to where you feel comfortable about, you know, coming back and then feeling still welcomed and shit. You know, that's always amazing, because other places people, it's like, oh, you was that guy that you did, oh yeah, you know, yeah, I know, I don't expect you to remember, because you know, I'm not a person that you're looking to see to succeed, because you're just trying to succeed yourself. I'm trying to see all of us succeed. I'm trying to get everybody there.
Hey, it's so crazy. I don't care what type of business you in, what form of entertainment you in. Man, it's enough money out here for everybody.
Yeah.
So hating on somebody else and not wishing somebody else success.
Right.
You killing your own dreams.
Right.
Man. Like, we all can make it. I want every comedian that I ever rocked the stage with to perform. You know what I'm saying? That's why I started back. I'm back. Oh, I'm at the Neutral Ground now. I'm going grill. I'm doing comedy shows here every other Friday of the week, actually.
Yeah.
You know, we skip a Friday, then we come right back with, you know, I'm looking for young comedians like me when I started off and trying to shape and mold them. I mean, I could never, I mean, like, you know, like, it's really a shame that it's so cutthroat in the comedy game, man.
Very much so.
You get too many laughs, they're not calling you back.
Right. And people see that. Like, other people don't see it. Other people are like, oh, that's just the game. That's why I suck ass. That's why I kiss up to these niggas. No, like, no, man. I'm not trying to kiss up.
I ain't doing that.
I'm not trying to brown. I'm not trying to black buy. I'm not trying to do none of that shit.
No.
I want this to come the legitimate way. I'm not trying to be one of them fucking suck asses.
Yeah, I ain't kissing nobody. No, nope. You never called me for a show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm in my own lane anyway.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Every time somebody leave out here, they like, man, you made me laugh. You made me forget about my day. I'm good.
Yep.
I'm good.
That boom. Another person won over.
Exactly.
Uh huh.
Exactly.
They don't see the hate.
Right. No. Right.
They don't see the. Oh, you didn't realize this nigga just hated on me. You sure you want to feel this way right now? You sure? Because this nigga, he don't feel that way. This nigga's, oh, hateful, disgusting motherfuckers. Yeah. Don't want to see a nigga winning. It's like, bitch, you can do the same thing.
Exactly.
Put your mind to it. People don't want to put their mind to it. It's like, the mind is a powerful thing to be wasting. And it's like, if people don't want to use, I understand, we need our workers and shit, people that just want to work and all that, but for us, like, every time I go up to other people that I have worked with, people are like, oh, man, I'm so proud of you, dude, man. You chasing the dream. I'm too scared to do something like that. I'm like, what? It's like, yeah, man, that's like being free. Like, yeah, it's like taking the floaties off,
man,
but,
it's called sacrifice,
you know,
man.
It's sacrifice.
It's sacrifice, dog. You can't sacrifice. Without sacrificing something.
Yo, so much.
Yeah, for real. I wish I had a couple of little goats or something. It's all about the sacrifice, man. I mean, to chase your dream, man, you got to go after your dream. And
yeah.
To go after your dream, you have to sacrifice your things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to sacrifice time with loved ones. You got to sacrifice, you know, financial situations.
Right.
You got to sacrifice everything. But only you know what you're going for.
So, right.
You know, you just got to go for it.
Oh, that's the scary part about it. It's like, what you mean? Just jump? Just jump, nigga. Just jump. Who's going to catch me? Don't worry about who's going to catch
you. You're going to land. As long as you land, that's all that matters. No matter how far that fall is, you
got to
land.
It's going to be all right.
It depends on you, what you're doing, you land.
If your leg's strong enough, nigga, this is what you're building them up for.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Jump down like
the Hulk. Yeah, exactly. He don't ever break nothing. He don't break nothing on his body. He just break the street. That's it.
That's what I'm
that's,
doing.
Yes.
They have an impact, man.
That is a good analogy to look at it. If you just jump and see where you land, man, it's probably be a good place. That's where it's taking us. Like, shit, ever since, like, even that leap that I took out to L.A., I was out there for 9 months, man. I've ran into some incredible people. I've met some people that I never thought I would ever see. Like, some people that just randomly.
Right.
Like I wound up being at, I don't know if I said this before, but I wound up being at Trudy Weigel's house. From fucking Reno 911.
Yeah,
the silly one, son. Yeah, just off a whim because one of my partners came down and he knew somebody. He was like, hey, man, this motherfucker's going to take us up to his mansion and shit. He might take us other places and all that. And instead, we just wound up going swimming in this nigga pool, right? And it just so happened to be, nigga, that was the husband of Trudy Weigel. And she just pop up and we some niggas just swimming in a pool and shit. It's like, oh, motherfucker. And so, shit like that, like amazing shit happens, you know. That's life. That's where this took me. You know, if I would have never, if I was still just doing normal electrical shit or just, if I'd have never made the move to go out there, that shit could have never happened. So it's
I'm
like, wow.
I'm push out there. I'm not going to be out there long as you, but I just recently found out that I have a brother and sister out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to make it a family trip and a business trip. You know,
there you go.
The clubs out there.
That's always
visiting
good.
Visiting with the family.
Yeah, that's always nice to have somebody out there. Because it's helpful to have someone else out there.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Oh, boy.
Richie told me what he did. I was like, yeah.
My
skin used to cocoa, but I outside nights.
And that No, sir. Like, yeah, it can definitely get rough if you're not paying attention on your P's and Q's. And that's the city to where it's like, oh, if I'm trying to do this, if I'm trying to succeed at this, I do not want to have to worry about if I'm going to be homeless the next day.
Right.
So I'm like, nah. Especially once, nigga, shit hit the fan. Like, that's what happened when I was out there. Shit hit the fan. And I was like, oh, no. I definitely don't have to deal with this shit. It's already bad that I'm trying to struggle through it.
Right.
And I'm doing an okay job at it. But I'm like, I definitely don't have to deal with
no
the bullshit.
Bullshit.
With all.
Yeah,
no. Nope.
You don't need this. It's enough shit. You gotta jump
in. Yeah.
Like playing hopscotch.
Yep. I can easily get the fuck out of here. I can easily dip out of this shit. Nah, I'm out. I'm done.
Right.
I don't want to deal with it. So, you know, I was like, I know when it's time for me to leave. And, as soon as I did, so once everything was just was just done with, then it was like a weight lifted, son. I felt surrounded by love again. I was like, okay, yeah, that place there. All right, I understand. It's the lights and the glam that might attract you there, like moth to the flame.
I'm so glad you touched on that, man. A lot of people, like, I don't know, the world, social media got the world just so gray right now.
But yeah.
A lot of people forget about that thing called love. It's so important to have love no matter what you're doing. Love and support, with that, man, you can conquer anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because if I didn't have a good support system, I'm like, I'd have been like, man, hell with this shit. I'd rather go ride somebody.
Yeah.
I'm serious,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, like, that's, oh, my God. There's so many times out there, like, especially when, the shit hit the fan out there, that's the first thing I thought about. I was like, oh, nigga, you don't understand how hard it's about to get for me, and you just go over here with the nonchalant face. Yeah, yeah, nigga.
You don't know where I'm thinking right
exactly.
Now. You don't know where I'm from.
As soon as I knock you out, son, I'm gonna run your pockets, my nigga. I'm gonna run the fuck out your pockets, son. I will.
You don't know where I'm from.
You just don't understand. I am enraged right now, and I ain't got nothing out here but me. And you just fuck me up. All right. Yeah. You know what? Let me just get out.
Like this.
Let me just get out. Let me think this in a rational way, because I don't have anybody else out here with me. If I do get in some fucked up shit on my own accordance, I won't be able to get out like I would want to. So let me just maintain composure and dip out of the situation like I know how, and put my hands in my pockets. Like, all right. Thank you, sir. And then I just had to walk away. I was just like, all right. Next phase of life. It's time to leave Cali. that's what it is. Cause I was like, bitch, you understand? Like, the whole thing is, the job that I was working for, nigga, they fired me. My car broke on a Monday, okay? And motherfuckers fired me on a Thursday. I was like, bitches, you serious? Nigga, y'all understood what I was going through. And right. This is what you want to do? Right. You understand? I know where you're going to be at for 8 hours of the day, Friday. Are you serious? I know where you're going to be locked up. I know where you're going to be locked up. Oh, my God. And this is what goes to people's head, but they don't think about shit like that. I'm like, okay, just think about yourself, sir. And you're already in a fucked up position to where, oh, nigga. But buku niggas, like, just how they carry themselves, buku motherfuckers already want to beat them over the head and shit.
Right.
And it's like, y'all caused this upon yourself. And right. You know what? I don't need to feel this way out here. You know, right. I can just leave. And ever since I've been gone, son, I haven't had to feel it rage since. it's been a delight. It's been a goddamn delight. And yeah. So it's good to, this is a good choice to also be outside.
This ain't bad. I'm feeling the whole little vibe. Cars passing on the interstate. Yeah.
Right.
And just seeing a homeless dude walking.
Oh, yeah, that's
somebody
it.
Somebody pushing him in a wheelchair.
That's it.
That's support right there.
It's so much support. It's
when
always support
and
love out here.
You got somebody to push you in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
That's
Because, shit. Yeah. Some of these homeless need gloves. Yeah. It's like, I don't know how you pushing yourself that far, sir. I've seen you on the other end of the St. Bernard. Jesus Christ. But hey, they get around, boy.
Yeah, hats off to all the homeless people in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Then it's cold, too.
Yeah, keep rolling.
It's got a little chill to it today.
Yeah, I couldn't push them wheels. So no. I'd just be stuck somewhere.
No. Yeah. I prefer to probably just stay in one place.
My dude, it actually got to the point at one time, I was about to start standing outside with, like, I tell jokes for a dollar. Like,
you thought so? It got to that point?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I had my cardboard ready with my mom. I just couldn't find the right corner.
Yeah. But get these jokes in somehow,
yeah,
nigga.
Some kind of way.
Somebody is going to listen, goddammit. Yeah, fucking. It's always been it's gotten so much better out here now
the scene has damn near
made a pop. I've loved the pop, boy. Mm-hmm. This pop is just like, cause it was long overdue.
Yeah.
Like, this is so long overdue, and I'm glad that it fucking that everybody can take part of it now. Like,
yeah,
the people that stayed, at least.
And it's starting to be a little bit more unity. You know what I'm saying? That great divide is almost over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
Yeah. There was the vibe. Yeah, there was, you know what I'm saying? That line is becoming more shadowed now. Right, and it's like we're starting to cross it. It's it's not bad on this side. It's not. Okay. Like everybody come together. It's cool. Everybody saying. just want to hear jokes. It doesn't matter how the jokes come. It doesn't matter the level of ignorancy or not. Just come tell your jokes. That's it. That's everybody wants to hear it, you know. And so,
you don't want to laugh.
Yeah, who doesn't want
to
laugh?
Want to laugh? That's one of the greatest feelings you can ever have. Next to a nut. Laughter and a nut. That's
ever since, like the silly shit. I'm like, bring it. Let's see what people like. Let's see how far people can take it. You know, and it's been a delight. It's been a delight to go ahead and share the stage. I've done a couple of your shows, sir, and you damn near, you put them out there, man. You put them out there, and, like, your flyers are always extravagant. I'm like, your flyers, like, complement your character itself, like, flash.
Everything. Very. You have to put everything into, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to, first of all, you have to brand yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that was the first thing I started doing. Like,
right.
I have to,
right.
You know what I'm saying? This is my brand.
This is you.
If I don't support me, nobody else. And if I don't make it look like somebody else won't come to, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I do it for the people, man. I ain't gonna lie. I really love for people to have, like, when I first started comedy, man, like, I really wanted to give up. And, you know, like, because it was, you know, when I first started, it was so cutthroat. Dude. I was going to have a fight every other night because I, like, came straight off the street with it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, fuck this nigga.
Yeah.
Getting confused with the
it
baby
gets wild.
Yeah.
It gets wild.
But you know, I got a knife in my pocket right now. I'll stab you. Yeah. I already got mental papers to back me up. So
oh, sure.
I shouldn't have said that, but yeah.
You good. You're all right. You're all right. Yeah.
You know, I kind of like just put my personality in with my comedy and with my flies, and I try to do it with the show. And my whole thing, man, is to get bigger and bigger with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's all we exceeding to do.
Exactly.
Because like out here, especially like you said, in the beginning, it was so cutthroat. I can understand from your side of the scene. So on the other side of the scene, where you would have to deal with just drunk motherfuckers wandering in rooms and shit and not understanding what the fuck's going on, and just people on stage. Yeah. There were dumb times.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Pull a gun on me.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus. Spot I first met you at, man.
Oh really?
They double booked us one night, man.
The
Social Pleasure Club. They were supposed
was
to
she
be
a random from the club?
Yeah, nobody. It was one of the, I don't remember the name of the Social Pleasure Club. That's
yeah.
Something that go down here. And I don't know what group it was, but they double booked the comedy show with the Social Pleasure Club meeting.
Yeah.
And they were just being like real rude. They were just like the other comedians just was getting off the mic. And I'm like, the hell with this. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all not, like, I got people that came out to see me. Y'all not about to do this to me. So I went in on them, and she was like, you better stop playing with me.
Uh-oh.
And I learned when a New Orleans woman tell you that she's serious.
Yeah. Most of the times.
Like, she came up on stage, man, and she was like, hold on, like, shit, I need security. And I'm still in the amateur stage.
Be careful. Did she come up with the purse?
Man,
usually that's what a little bag
at. She had it tucked in her breast.
Oh, a little 22, probably.
Man, Kyle, I did a joke. I was like, look, if you come up on the stage, I'm going to hit you with some pepper spray or some Tabasco. You know I'm joking?
Tabasco.
Man, she went in her bra. She was like, I got something that don't spray mist. So
shit. Wait.
I'm like, baby, these jokes, calm down. I ain't trying to be on the news like that.
Oh, Lord. The hostility of it all. Boy, a little bitty pap right there and tucked between the crack. I would imagine this is a large woman. This is somebody, probably grandma, somebody TT or
matter
something
fact,
like that.
That was the only thing that made her step back, because as she approached me, my stomach hit hers, and I was like, look, Like, we keep bumping stomachs, we both gonna be on fire. Yeah. And she started laughing, and I laughed for me and I walked off.
Oh.
So I got a t-shirt that says, comedy saved my life.
Oh, shit. Dude, she was that close?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. My God.
It got real.
Oh, my God.
It got that real.
Goddamn hecklers.
Yeah.
That is wild. See, crazy thing that we are here at the NutriGround. This was before 14 parishes. Before
after 14 parishes.
This is after 14, but before, when I actually did my, I had a show here, comedy poetry show, I decided to pop off at somebody and the old lady in the crowd, because they didn't pay to get my show. They were just in here eating and disrupting the show and
being
shit.
Being ignorant.
Yeah, yeah, being
rude.
You're
already getting a free show.
Right, exactly. It's like, niggas just shut up.
You fucking everybody.
They ain't gonna shut up. So I went off on them. And it is, as I went off on them, they decided to pop back. And I was like, oh, you must not know who the fuck. All right, let's get it. And then I went at him.
Right,
I went at him. And then I went at his old lady, because his old lady said some shit. And then I said something about her having a bob or something like that. And then, tempers erupted after that. Like, nigga got so mad, he wanted to rush the stage. They had so many people that had to try to stop this nigga that got into the crowd that was like, no, Kyle, shut up, Kyle. And I was like, nah, this is his fault. Fuck him. Like, I got the mic anyway. And they took the mic out of my hand. They didn't want me to say nothing no more. And then fucking DC Paul, shout outs to DC Paul, who came up with just the skinniest of skinnies and fucking decided to block me and not be seen. I was like, all right, my bad, you guys. My fault. So he left. And then after that, we had to wrap up the show. Like, we continued with the show, but it was a little lighter crowd. But still.
Let's put this out in the universe right now. If you go to a comedy show and you heckle a comedian, you heckle a comic, this is something we do for a living.
Be prepared.
You know what I'm saying? We do this for a living.
Yeah, so we know what embarrassment feels like.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? We've been on stage and not had people laugh before.
Mm-hmm.
That's just no more embarrassing that than a room full of people just looking at you. So we know how to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And we will hurt your feelings. But just remember, comics come from a dark place. Don't run up on that stage.
No, do not run up on that stage. I was waiting for it. I was like, ooh, if he get him, I'm going to break something. I'm going to break. He a big dude, so I can't really. I probably ain't going to get a.
Comedy comes from a dark place.
I ain't
going to
take
it
down. But, boy, I've learned some shit over the years, bitch. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to break something.
If you heckle, be prepared to be heckled back.
Yes. Coming with heaters, all right? Exactly. God damn it. We ain't out here to play around and do no dumb shit, though. No. Like, that has always been the thing. No, when to talk and when not to pop off.
Yeah.
I've always had that.
Well, you should have learned that in grade school.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a comic, that's one of the things that you need to learn a whole lot more. It's like, when it's okay for you to feel as if it's all right for you to pop the fuck off, and when it's like, oh, maybe I probably should tone it down a bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. And being able to read a room, which is one of the good things that a comic needs to learn growing up, being able to read a goddamn room.
Man, Mark Caesar, we was talking at the show last night. Mark Caesar was telling me that he's thinking about starting a comedy class.
Yeah.
Like, for some of the up-and-coming comedians. And I think that's something, I think that should be comedy 101, learning to read a room.
Yeah.
Because once you learn to read a room, you have to have a set, you know what I'm saying? You literally have to put in the work. You have to come up with your jokes, you know what I'm saying? But once you learn to read a room, that gives you the opportunity to freestyle.
Right.
And once you learn to freestyle, you can mix your jokes and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So reading a room, like you said, reading a room is one of the most important things in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to read that room.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to know what you can say.
If you can't.
Exactly.
If you can't, people just think that, fuck that, I'm going to just go in there and do my jokes. But what if you got like a whole bunch of old folks in this motherfucker who don't want to hear about your dick right now?
Right.
Like, fucking Meemaw and Peepap, they don't want to hear about how you fucking take your balls out and tickle them during Christmas weekend. Nobody wants to hear about that. Like, so you're going to have to readjust.
I was wondering why all the white and black people mixed up today. I forgot it was Mardi Gras season.
There's a lot happening right now.
God,
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, shit. After Martin Luther King, then it was like, all right, let's get it in, folks.
Yeah.
Man, so what else have you been getting going lately? Like,
oh man, me and my nephew Jonathan Lau, we got some skits out there on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be working on some more skits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with funny, I'm kinda like pretty much gonna put my hands into, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm thinking about trying to get into the acting thing, but I don't really have the patience for that. I did a couple of like what they call that stand-in extra shit.
Did a little extra work?
Yeah, and just repeating the scene over twice like really had me drooling. When it became the sixth time, I was like, acting is not for everybody.
Yeah. So where would you prefer to see yourself, like, I guess in the future, in the future years, where would you prefer to see yourself? Would you prefer to see you producing more shows or doing more just stand up? Like what are you more acting, just a little bit of everything?
Yeah.
Well, like I said,
the acting thing, that's really not my niche. I know a lot of comedians become actors, but I really just think my nerves, I don't even think it's enough marijuana or nerve pills for me to take for me to do a full-time acting thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather be performing more and putting on shows. I really love putting shows together. You know
right.
what I'm saying? A lot of people don't like it. I love it. I love seeing the new talent.
Yeah.
I love being able to give people
a
chance.
You do have a knack for that. That is your thing. That's why I was like, these flies. Oh, he's got this down. That was his thing. Since I've met him, that was his thing that he does. Yeah, I'm like, all right.
Yeah,
everybody's running into their little field. They're getting in. It's like, oh, this is what I like to do.
Yeah.
And everybody sees where everybody is at now, and it's like, oh shit.
How this is coming together. I don't even want the lights and the glamour of it. I just want to, you know, I just want to be able to take care of my family financially from it. You know what I'm saying? As long as I can produce good shows and have good comics on shows and be able to jump up there every now and then and do my thing, I'm good, dude.
Right.
Because big ass wolf that just walked by.
Wow. A great Pyrenees just walked by us. If you look for that, it's an all white, very large dog. Very large. I'm pretty sure that dog is at least 6'3" if it stood up.
Yeah, on its side. Like, my words. Yeah. I know it's cool, but it got wolves walking up the tree.
Oh, Christ, have mercy, sir. Like that motherfucker's docile.
For my future, that's what I'm looking forward to, man. Just to be out producing more shows, and bringing people out. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm out here trying to do, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to narrow it down to everything that I want to do, but it's very difficult to monetize everything that I have in my head that I want to do at one time. So I'm just like, but stand up is my direct line. That's exactly
yeah,
what I need to
right,
be.
Exactly.
I need to be on the stage. Like, everybody's like, you should probably host a show or put on a show. Yeah, but I don't know if I want to be tied to that.
That's
one
not
thing.
For everybody.
Yeah.
That's not for everybody.
I've always said I never wanted to be the host. I never wanted to host.
Yeah.
I have the capabilities to host, but like,
hosting is not for everybody.
Yeah.
Dude.
Not everybody wants it.
Actually, Corey Mack and Carissa Cropper was the two that we had a show with Rizzy, and comedian didn't wind up showing up, and they were like, we need a host. And they were like, nah, since you do such a great job at hosting, you should do it.
Yeah.
I've just been kind of stuck with that, but I mean, I love hosting and performing. It's the same thing for me, but hosting's really not for everybody, especially when it comes to hosting and putting together a show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to deal with so many different attitudes, man.
Right.
I mean, you really...
it's
stressful.
Yeah, you know, everybody's feelings and shit,
exactly.
And it's like, oh, God damn it.
Exactly, right?
God
just
damn
just
it.
It's a show.
Yeah.
It's a comedy show.
Yeah.
Come have fun.
Come here, do your jokes,
yeah,
God damn it.
Exactly.
So I'll have a good
feelings.
Goddamn time.
Right. So the hosting thing is not for everybody. So
no.
If you don't feel like it's for you,
yeah. Don't force yourself.
Yeah.
Don't force yourself.
Never
motherfuckers.
Let anybody tell you what you should be doing.
they definitely force it. Yeah, that's a good key. Don't let nobody else tell you what you should be doing.
No.
If you feel that you don't need to be doing it, no, you don't have. I mean, get your feet wet.
Right.
Get your feet wet, but like if you feel as if it's not for you, you definitely don't have to pursue it like everybody else does. So Yeah, it's it's a lot of things to think about. There's so many corners you can take, so many avenues. You know, there's so much out here that people could dabble in besides just and then the production of everything. How do you feel about writing for other people?
I've never even thought about that. I was just watching what's this guy named Byron Allen.
Mm-hmm.
He has that show that comes on. Shit, I don't even know if people watch that shit. I have a sleeping problem, so I be up like 3 in the morning and this show comes on. And he had some comics on there. He was saying like a lot of the comics that you don't see now, they're actually writers for other comics.
Yeah.
And I've never even really thought about that. I don't know if I could do that either, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I always think about that. I'm like, these are my words,
exactly.
I would be like that,
I would probably be like a Neo of comedy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd give out some jokes, but then I'd have to come out with my own album.
Right. Yeah. A Neo of comedy.
Hey, how you doing?
Fucking Neo. That's a good one.
I gave y'all some hits, but y'all need to.
Yeah. Y'all need to know we're writing this
exactly.
Shit.
Exactly.
Look, this is me.
This is my shit.
Yeah.
This is me. I put you
goddamn,
know what I'm
goddamn Carrie Hilson of this bitch.
Yeah, right.
Good job.
Yeah,
she came out for a little bit and was like, just to let y'all know I wrote those for Beyonce.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I gotta let you know.
They spanked her back into the fucking carriage. Bitch, get back in there and start writing the most songs.
She was doing too much.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It's like, hold on.
Mm-mm. She was doing too much. Know your boundaries.
Yeah, get back in the basement and write them fucking words again. Yeah, God damn it.
Know your boundaries.
Carrie Hilson.
Everybody's not meant for everything.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm really loving this outside.
It's good. This is a good, very good choice.
So flawless.
Very
yeah,
good
so
choice.
Flawless.
Everybody's so friendly out here. Yeah. You gonna get a hey, how you doing? Yeah. No matter what you're doing.
Yeah. Like Chef
Joe. Yeah. Hey, baby, how you
so
doing?
Funny
you
see call somebody
baby?
Get robbed. Only in New Orleans.
Yes, it's been a fucking delightful Tuesday.
Yeah,
so much happening. The fucking spontaneous show goes down today. That's gonna be nice. Geneva's got her bingo show happening. Everybody's just been shouting shit out.
I'm so glad you said Geneva's name. I'm supposed to give her the number for here.
Oh yeah.
She used to say she wanted to do her. I think she had like a. Dating and
she got a little hello dating game.
She used to do it over here, and I got matter of fact, when we finish this, I'm gonna send her that info.
There you go. That's
how
it works. That's how it works. We get this shit going and we get it together. Reminding people to remind people.
Yeah,
that's high motivation.
Y'all support working. Y'all know somebody that's doing something. Just support them. You know, it don't take that much. Share their stuff like you share random people shit.
Right.
Y'all made Popeye rich on the chicken sandwich.
Everybody got a chicken sandwich, goddammit. Just because Popeye's decided to make their own. It's the pickle. I tell people, man, it's the pickle distribution. That's how it is, because they strategically placed them pickles, three of them. There's three of them in there. And it's how the placement is. Every bite is delicious. And I get it.
Because I had to tell somebody, because I don't eat pickles.
You don't eat the pickles.
Good. I was like,
it's just a piece of crunchy chicken. That's it. I could have ate this without the bread, my nigga. Yeah.
This is somebody called a comedian that wants to. I don't understand. This comedian wants to meet up with me, and they say we have to have a meeting.
That's wild, man. People be thinking too much into it.
People be doing too much.
It's like, no, man, what you trying to do? You need to see my eyes, my nigga. My inflection is going to be just the same.
I don't understand that.
That doesn't make sense. You can go ahead and express your feelings through the phone,
sir. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Make it a lot easier instead of having to wait. What is so secretive, my nigga?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Some conversations, some things can be taken care of over the phone.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You're not signing any contracts.
At all. I don't get it. You just starting? This is it.
Right.
You can call me, son. Just call me. We friends. I ain't no big person.
Yeah, I gave you my home number.
Yeah.
You don't
That's
have to
what this is
me.
For. Golly. People take it that, like, so what would you have to say for new up and comers out there? Like, what inspiration or what type of what type of, I guess, structure would you give to somebody that's just starting off?
Don't stop. Once
keep
you
it
start,
going.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
And the only way to start, you have to start.
You have to start. You got to jump in
you
there.
You got to get over that shyness. You got to get over that stage fright. Once you start, don't stop.
That's
going to
be a key right
don't,
there.
Don't worry about if you bomb. You know, some of the greatest comedians has bombed. You know what I'm saying?
And they still continue
exactly.
to bomb.
Exactly.
It's still... Still
this,
happens.
Once you start,
it still
you know
hurts.
What I'm saying? You have to have a passion for this. So
yeah.
If your heart's not in it, don't start. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't even set yourself up like that. If your heart's not in it, if hearing people laugh doesn't do something for you in the inside,
yeah.
leave it alone. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If hearing a room full of people laugh at you doesn't give you an adrenaline rush that keeps you up for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't sleep off of that last time. Oh, God. That was a good room.
Right.
That was a
you
good room. That was a good
you
room.
You know the
yeah.
experience.
Yeah, yeah. You want to relish those moments because the next day it can be shit.
Man,
and so
I opened up for Lunel, and I never forget. She sat down, and I shouts out to Lunel. She gave me some of the greatest advice ever. Mm. Man, I opened up for Lunel, and she was like, okay, I was like, well, I said, you know, I'm putting this as my resume. I opened up for you.
Yeah.
She was like, sure, it's no problem. She was like,
it's a good spot on the other pressure, too.
And, man, that was the first thing she told me. She was like, I was like, I think I'm, she was like, you know, she hit me with the, you know, what you want to see yourself doing. And I like, I think I'm funny, so I think I'm going to go, so, you know, I'm going to go forward with it. And she told me something that is it stuck with me since that day. She was like, never call yourself funny. She was like, that's for your audience to do.
Oh.
She said, because today or tomorrow, you can go out there and they don't laugh. Hmm. She said, and this was before her show, and she was like, right now, as many shows as I did, she said, I could go down. She's like, this is only like my second or third time down here in New Orleans. She's like, I could go out there right now and they don't find out one fucking thing funny. So I was like, okay. she was like, you're only as funny as your last show. So,
yeah.
You know, I took that
Jesus.
To heart. Right? That's
game. Yeah. That can really make you think twice about things right there. It's like, oh, God damn.
Stay humble. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You have to stay humble.
Yeah.
You have to stay humble.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fuck around and be a Tiffany Haddish on your first big show.
Get wild out here, son. Man.
Shouts out to Tiffany, though. I love what she's doing, but I'm just saying, you have to humble yourself.
Yeah. I don't know how. So do you plan on, like, just keeping it here? Do you plan on actually branching off into...
Eventually, I'm going to have to branch out.
Yeah.
I think eventually... Nope, you know what? No, I'm not going to branch out.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it here.
Keep it to
know?
The city.
If I be the last comic here, I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm saying what people told me, everybody like, eventually you're going to have to branch out. But I feel like, hey, if I believe in myself enough that I can get people to come here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, so, yeah, that's, I'm staying here. I'm going to keep it in though.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it in though.
He can't go wrong with that.
Chalmette, Morrell Road.
Yeah.
St.
Yeah.
Rose, Violet, Quackenbush, Baton Rouge.
Everywhere. That's,
yeah.
There you go. God damn.
I'm keep it in though.
That's New Orleans for you right
yeah,
there, boy.
Keep it in though. 504 to the beach.
Yeah, I know that's, I just want to bring, I treat this as my Happy Feet journey. If you haven't seen Happy Feet, motherfucker Mumbles went out into to go chase the aliens to see where they was taking his fish, and they brought him to this big old place, and he's like, hey man, y'all taking y'all fish, look what y'all doing. They got a whole community of people like me that are pretty cool that you need to see. And so basically I want to go ahead and get the people that's taking our fish and bring them here, because
right, exactly.
don't nobody ain't nobody coming to bring the money to the city.
Exactly.
It's like,
that's
especially for this comedy shit, like, yeah, y'all, they come down here and they do their own little shows and shit
and
like that,
gone.
But yeah,
then
it's like,
I don't see this, and this is something I hope I maybe be able to change in the future. I don't see how a big someone who's with the lights and the glitz don't see how you can go to a city and not even see what new comedians are out there to put on your show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all started from the same place we started. You know what I'm saying? How could you not look out for someone up and coming?
See what's in there.
Yeah,
see what's in that little fishbowl, man.
Yeah. Come down a couple of days early. You know
what
I'm
saying? It'd be nice if we had some scouts to come down.
Exactly.
Or if we could just get a legitimate club down here.
Dude,
that would be great.
That's one of my dreams.
Yeah.
That's one of my dreams. That's why I say I'm going to stay in old, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I know. So it's eventually going to happen. It's going to be like, well, shit.
That's one of my dreams.
We're going to need a wall. Motherfuckers going to need to start signing right away just so that bitch is monumental.
We need a comedy club down in New Orleans. I mean, it's too much great talent down here.
Way too much.
Too much. I mean, like last night we had an open mic with 17 comics.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody did their thing.
Mm-hmm.
People walked, you know what I'm saying? 17 comics on an open mic.
It'd be so wild. He was like, oh my God, what did I just watch? He was like, this is the open mic. This is just an open mic?
Right.
Oh God. Right, yeah, exactly. People, the open mics like down here are ridiculously good. It's like nobody's here to go ahead and do no tiddlywink poor shit. Everybody's coming down here to be nice at what they do.
I mean, it's crazy.
And you don't get that everywhere.
I know, because the talent that you see at an open mic in New Orleans is talent that you would pay, you know, $50-$60 anywhere else to go and sit in a room and enjoy a comedy show. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like you said, this ain't no bullshitting with the comedy. Everybody take it serious.
Right.
So our open mics be off the chain. I mean, my shows, I'm like, you know, they're free now, but eventually they always won't be free.
No.
Because, you know,
the way it's like, building.
Exactly. You know, and people are really expressing and using their talent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so, we gonna do it. Like, build the dreams. If you build it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come. And they starting to come, and slowly but surely, motherfuckers is goddamn coming. And I'm loving it. I'm like, all right, this is good. Like, I'm just, shit. The more noise you make, man.
Yeah.
The more it stirs up conversation.
Like a little child with silver teeth in a
catch me on the corner with the drumsticks, goddammit. Oh, fuck yeah. Good times. Well, man, let people know where they can find you at, dude.
Man, y'all can follow me on Instaho at Nonsense. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Nonsense 3. That's NONCENTS. Don't look for nonsense the way you normally spell it. It's NONCENTS. And on Facebook, y'all can follow me at Nonsense Anderson, spelled the same way. I'm pretty sure you know how to spell Anderson. But yeah, y'all look out for me. I'm coming.
Yes, I'm coming.
I'm definitely coming.
Fuck yeah, man.
Man, thank you. I appreciate
this so much, man. Yeah, this has been the goddamn Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline Chasing Dream. I'm your host of Monarchal Menace, Kyle Smith. Y'all have a good one, man. Check me out at monarchalmenace.com. Holla. Fuck yeah, son. That was some good shit.